Hi, hello, and welcome to Checkpoint by Finance Middle East. I'm Niveda Dayanand, and today I'm joined by Christiane El-Haber, Regional Managing Director, Middle East at Apex Group. We're going to be talking about developing and implementing business development strategies to drive continued growth in the GCC market. Thank you for joining us, Christiane. How are we doing this morning?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. So let's jump right in. What are the unique challenges and opportunities of driving business growth in the GCC market compared to other regions?
Well, first of all, I think we are lucky to be in this region compared to Europe or to the US or even to China, Hong Kong, because it's a growing region. It has a lot of advantages. First, the location, the proximity to other countries. It's 6 hours flights to most of the country around like Europe. Second, the lifestyle. You know, lately I have been seeing a big flow into, from the financial sector. I'm talking a lot about the financial sector because this is where we cover and we see the trend of people moving to the UAE or to Saudi Arabia. Hedge funds, family offices, they are all coming first for the weather and the lifestyle, believe it or not. Second, tax incentives. All the GCC countries are bringing some kind of tax incentives to these institutions. Third, the safety, which is the most important thing. Okay, I think the UAE in particular has proven to be the most safe country worldwide. Like minimum crime rate, it's a good country to raise a kid. I see portfolio managers, finance managers, like CIOs, CEOs, they're coming to establish here. They're looking at good schools. The infrastructure now allow like best education. You have a healthcare system. You have a lifestyle. You have safety. It's a good place to raise your kids. And it is supported by a strong financial centers. So we have ADGM, we have DIFC, which are both recognized internationally. They managed to put the UAE on the financial map to compete with New York, with London, with Hong Kong. And the government initiatives, you know, we cannot forget that the government initiatives for the past 20 years, what they have done, they invested in the infrastructure, they invested in the talents, they invested in good schools, they brought the best universities here, you have the best training centers. They promoted the golden visa, which promote like a long-term plan for someone who's going to come and not depend on his company or to buy a house, to build a career and to have kids, you know, without depending on the sponsorship to within one company. In case, God forbid, something happened, he has to come back to his country. So this is over. So this is, in a nutshell, the pros. I'm very biased around the UAE and Saudi Arabia. I've been here for the last 21 years. I've seen the whole growth. So I can only talk about good things. We have some challenges, though, of course. One of them is some kind of market saturation in terms of financial sector. But at the same time, it creates a lot of opportunities as well. Because we, at Apex, we are a global financial solution provider. We have the full solution. When it started 20 years ago, they were the first fund admin to be approved in DIFC and the first fund admin to be approved in ADGM. And then we added like the full scope of financial solution. Today, you have many competitors in the market. So you have to be up to your game. You know, it's a healthy competition. There is a market share for everyone, but you have to be on top of your game.
100%. I moved to UAE 3 years ago and I've seen the growth. I've seen the support that the government offers, incentives. It's brilliant. I was super impressed. And that's when I realized Dubai is a place to live and work.
Yes, you are one of many examples. People, they want to come and see, they want to test it for 1 or 2 years and they end up staying like me. It's 22 years and ongoing. And I cannot imagine myself living anywhere else.
Yeah, a lot of them agree because most of my former colleagues, my current colleagues, they've all been here 15, 20 years. So I can only imagine the growth that the country has undergone. So now building on what you said, how do you identify and evaluate new market opportunities within the GCC?
Oh, market opportunities. You know, if you have read the reports coming from ADGM and DIFC lately, both of them, they are on more than 25% growth. So it is an attraction. Today, wherever you go, if you say Abu Dhabi, if you say Dubai, people like their eyes pop out. They want to be here. They want to invest here. They want to test the market. They want to see. Mostly, they see the, well, it's a growing country, of course. It has a lot of reforms. It has a good structure in terms of laws and regulations, especially the Commonwealth laws for the IFC and ADGM. So this is attracting people. And these people are coming. Previously, they would come they would invest in a business development guy that would come. They have their bag, their business cards. They come, they do the roadshow, and they go back to their country. It's no longer viable. So now funds, financial institution, investment bank, all of them, they're coming. They're setting up. Their CIOs are here. Their portfolio managers are here. Their analysts are here. And they're here to stay. So there is a lot of investment going here. And then this is a good opportunity for us to tap into this market, you know. I don't see any kind of growth in any other market the same way it is in the UAE. So a lot of opportunities, of course. Our main target is to be able to be the one-stop solution provider for anyone who wants to come to the Middle East, to start from day one, just to give them the support from incorporation, regulatory business plan, dealing with the regulator in their behalf, giving them the platform to have their funds platformed, you know, helping them with the fund administration, of course, and ultimately giving them all the support that they need to succeed to be in this market. And the market has been very good lately, offering a huge opportunity, especially in the UAE and Saudi Arabia.
Agreed. In that terms, how do you balance short-term goals with long-term goals, growth strategy in dynamic market like the Middle East?
Well, it's a very good question because it's... I think it's the struggle for every company that comes here. First, you have to be very, very clear about what you want. What's your vision? What's your goal? The reason always, it has to go in parallel. Because, of course, you have to come here. You're doing this big investment. You're putting a lot of money. You're bringing people from abroad or you're hiring from here. You want to make sure that you are profitable as soon as possible. You cannot keep spending money. So this is called the short-term goals. Defining your target market, your direct sales, what you're going to do on the short term to be able to cover your cost and start being profitable, and what is your market penetration rate. So therefore, you have to know your market, you have to invest in the right research, you have to do all of this to make sure and build and retain and hire a good team to be able to help you to do so. For the long-term goal, you have to be consistent, you have to have a good brand awareness, you have to be there all the time. It's not a one-time shot, you know. The market is not like any other market. You're coming here. It's a new culture. You have to be culture-oriented, so it's different than the US or the Europe. You have to put brand awareness, but you have to be consistent, and you have to be there for long-term so you can gain customer loyalty. You can always gain short-term customers, but they can leave at all the time. But the long-term goal is to provide first, like Apex. We started by taking it as an example. We started as a fund admin 20 years ago, but now we're no longer a fund admin. We're like a financial solution provider. We give the full cycle for a financial solution for anyone who wants to come to the UAE or who's already existing in the UAE. But throughout the years, we've been innovating. We've been consistent. The brand awareness is there, and the vision did not change throughout the year. You know, it has been consistent.
That was a very comprehensive answer. So in this part, what role does technology play in your business development strategies, and how do you leverage it to gain a competitive edge?
Nowadays, we live in a world where technology is key. You do everything through technology. I order flowers through an app. I order my grocery through an app. I order everything through an app, even like shopping. You go to Zara today, they tell you, please go online and you will get 10%. I think our life depends on the technology. In Apex in particular, technology has taken a big, big investment and it's a big thing in Apex. Let's put it this way. Now you cannot send an NAV to a client through an Excel sheet, not anymore. It has to be a seamless experience. It has to be through technology. It has to be AI-oriented. It has to be a seamless experience to the clients, you know. So they have the customer experience is very key for them, how to communicate with you. They don't need to use their phones anymore. So there is like we have Tempo, for example, where they can put all like a chat, the correspondence, all the documents that were shared with the client, which archived, shared. You're no longer sending it by emails. We invested a lot on digital onboarding, KYC, which is a big thing nowadays, and it's taking a lot of time. And you cannot ignore the technology part to move forward. It's the way to go. Tokenization is a big thing. Digital assets is a big thing. All is going in one direction. And I think Apex, in particular, is a leader as a technology provider, you know. So now we're placing ourselves as a fintech company.
That's very interesting. So you spoke about technology, you spoke about short-term goals, long-term goals. Now, How can businesses stay ahead of industry trends and ensure that their business development strategies are innovative and relevant in a market which is super dynamic, right?
Well, agility is the first thing that that comes to my mind. From my previous job, from Apex, you have to be agile, you have to have a business plan, and you have to review it on a regular basis, and you have to be on top of things. You need to have a feedback from your clients all the time. It's very important. You need to be connected to the industry to see what are the new, who are the newcomers to the market, what's coming, what's new. Keep yourself connected to the youth and the new fintech companies that are coming to solve the problems, you know, ahead of time. Invest on those. Mentor, accelerate these kind of innovation ideas. Embrace innovation, you know. Most importantly in our business, stay connected with the regulators. So build a strong partnership with the regulators to go hand in hand. So for any new ideas or anything, to be part of their consultation paper, to their partnership, have some leadership thoughts with people from the industry, stay close to your competitors to see what they are doing, you know. And ultimately, it's what the clients want. So the feedback from the client is like, what could go better if we do things better? What do we need to invest in? What do we need to enhance? How we can make this experience between the client and the service provider much seamless? And based on the feedback, take it seriously, come back, review your business plan, your review your investment plan for the future technology, and make sure that you are ready to change at any point of time. Change business plan, hire people who can change and adapt easily if things have changed. So you have to be agile, you have to be robust, and invest in technology, you know, for the future.
Agreed. And when you spoke about regulators, I'd like to highlight the fact that they are so approachable. Both ADGM and DIFC, they are always welcoming ideas. They always want to talk to industry. I've been to so many roundtables, so many conferences where they welcome. They say, if you have any feedback, anything at all to talk about industry, to scale up regulations, come talk to us. We're here for your feedback. So that support is incredible for business growth, especially when you're competing with not just companies within the GCC, but around the world.
I agree. I have never seen a regulator so approachable. So they would welcome you from day one. They talk to you. They welcome the client, invest in their time. They have a business development team and they have a target to reach. The client comes here, they feel like welcomed, you know, they feel like they are home. So from the center, the regulator, and they introduce the service providers and they help their company grow as well. So they support the ecosystem. In Abu Dhabi, you have Hub 71 to embrace like the newcomers to the market. You know, this is like, you cannot see it anywhere in the world. And I think it's a blessing in the UAE.
Agreed. So now, finally, what advice would you give to other financial services firms looking to expand in the GCC region?
It's like, do the right things and the right things will happen. I always have this say. So you come, it shouldn't be on a temporary basis. It shouldn't be short term. It should be like any kind of product or any kind of investment that should be done or any kind of hire should be really, really long term, because it makes a difference. One, from a regulator perspective, because they see you as one who is coming and a great pillar for the ecosystem. Second, on the long term for the brand and awareness and the client loyalty, this is how you keep your clients loyal, because you're here for the long term. You're not here for 2-3 years and then you close it down and then you want to leave. So they have to be serious. They have to do their market research. The market penetration should be, you know, shouldn't be like, should be calculated scientifically to make sure that it makes sense for them, and invest in the country.
Christian, thank you very much. That was very, very, very insightful.
Thank you.
For more such stories, head to financemiddleeast.com and make sure you check back next week for another exciting podcast.